Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about people skills. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, if I were to say that people skills are the most important skills a senior programmer can have, would you agree or disagree with this, with that statement? Well, I would disagree with that statement. Because for a number of reasons, the main one being that people skills are secondary and always will be to hard skills in an engineering field. Now you can of course debate that from a philosophical standpoint, which is sort of the it's the argument of all leaders, all politicians, everybody who is incompetent in the area which they are supposed to manage. They make the argument that you don't have to know something in order to be a good leader. And to that I say, yes, that is true, as long as you have competent people making sure that whatever you're saying happens. Because there is no leader on the planet, no matter, no king who has ever lived, no queen, no person of like religious power or whatever. No one can use people skills to achieve something that the people they are using it on are incapable of doing. It's something that I like to remind people when they think of the world as sort of going down the crapper. Where if you think about the, well, it depends on where you live, of course, in the world. It's not changed much in the past few hundred years in some areas of the world, but in the more developed parts of the world, the average household today has access to higher living standards, and the average lifespan of people is higher than historically it's ever been. Historically, there has never been a king who could lead or like apply any type of people skills to a subject and say, hey, build me a mobile phone. That's not gonna work. The same thing for our software developers, where the people skills are enormously useful, but in our part of the world's economy, our job is to get results, to bring results, and these are results that are achieved not through necessarily talking. I'm not saying that you don't need people skills, they are very important, but I think it's too much to say that that's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, you can always make that argument that people skills are the most important skill, and you will always be right. It all depends on what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to achieve harmony and collaboration between people, great. If that's the goal, then yes, people skills will always be the most important thing. On the other hand, if you're trying to find someone to solve, I don't know, world hunger, well, people skills will play a part in that, but it's not going to be the most important part, most likely. Because all the prep work that leads up to the political decisions and so forth, or like in all the actual execution of everything, is much, much, much more complicated than saying that people skills are the most important thing. Same thing with software. Like, if you're not even, the definition of a senior programmer is someone who really knows, say, like knows programming. So how would you be, like, if your people skills are higher than your programming skills, that can work. As I like to say, it really comes down to how much of a difference is it between the skill sets. But if we're going to be less philosophical and say that, yeah, all right, so you're a senior programmer, you really know your programming, but you're even better with people, well, that's going to help you. It's going to help you a lot, because the people skills matter to a certain degree. But there's also another perspective I would like to argue for, and that is that people skills, they do not matter whatsoever given the context. We can bring it to world leadership again. If you are facing off against a political opponent or like another country who is hell-bent on declaring war on you, then you can talk all you want. It's not going to change the fact that they are firing their missiles or like sending people with sticks, etc., etc., whatever they're doing. Like this is a situation where people skills are going to have to wait until we can get back to conversation mode, because people skills is only going to be efficient if you have the option of using them, if that makes sense. But that also, that brings it back to, in order for you to have that as a viable option, you have to be in a position where that is possible, and that is a much more complicated thing. And it's the same thing with software development, where you can be the like sharpest, most soft-skilled endowed, or like proficient person in the world. That doesn't really matter if nobody really cares about your thoughts and your opinions, because they're hiring you to just do a job, and they want that to be done as quickly as possible. They have a very firm, they are not really listening to you. And sure, you can make an argument for that convincing people and so forth is part of people skills, and like being able to make them see the light, etc., etc. And I kind of say, yeah, absolutely, that is true. But that's not always an option. In the real world, your people skills are going to only help you so much until you have to actually deliver something. And to me, saying that one is more important than the other here is sort of, I would say that it's a little bit like you can't pick here, really. You need both, and the situation where you need one more than the other really is contextual. Because as I said, if you have a really complicated technical problem, then your programming skills are always going to be more important than your people skills, because you can't talk your way out of that one. But on the other hand, if the problem is that you are facing office politics or something where people sort of just have to be educated or convinced to agree on something or so forth, where it's a more communication problem, then yeah, people skills are probably going to help you more than your programming skills, but you're going to need both to some degree in order to achieve your goals. And that, I would argue, is the most important skill of a senior software developer. The most important, and I'll go even as far as to say that anybody wants to be effective at anything has to have the very hard to define skill of getting results. Results trump absolutely everything. Nothing is going to beat the results, and how to achieve them is down to a very complicated mixture of technical skills, wisdom, and soft skills like people skills. So what I want you to take away from this is that I disagree with the statement that people skills are the most important thing for senior programmers, because in reality, being a senior doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have any real human interactions. I know for a fact, because I worked with tons and tons of quote-unquote seniors who they are doing the same job as the mid-level developers are doing, and like they're working in basically isolation. They're autonomous and so forth, but they don't really need more than the basic levels of human decency to make it through their workday. And they're going to be paid just as much as the people who are, and they are paid just as much as the people who are like super, super passionate, always helping out, like being active and supportive of other coworkers, going the extra mile, etc. There is no direct correlation between having really great people skills in software development and then like getting some type of benefit from it. And the long and short of it is that the only people who have stand to have something to lose, usually, unless we're talking like in recruitment situations and so forth, from that they have software developers who don't give two shits about things, is the companies themselves, because the software developers are in essence paid to produce code. Now we want to make that into that they're paid to bring results, as I was saying, because that's the thing that everybody cares about. But the reality is that it's more than you're sort of saying that the responsibility for doing, like for bridging all the incompetence within the rest of the organization, is the software developer. And that's where I was telling you that that's where people skills really matter. The people skills themselves lead to you to like better communication, more insights, etc., etc. But the reality is that a software developer can be the most talented silver tongue person in the world, and that doesn't mean two shits if the company's overall structure is full of incompetent people, which unfortunately often happens. So if management or like the product owners or so forth have decided that this is the way they're going to do it, there is no senior software developer who can fix that problem. It's like you're trying to overthrow a dictator. It doesn't matter. You can be the most genius person in the whole country. If the dictator has decided that I'm going to shoot you, or I'm not going to listen to you if you say anything, then there's very little that you can do short of like revolution and let's not get into all of that, right? But that's my point. So the software, from the personal perspective of the software developer, like your own, what you should prioritize, the skill that is most valuable to you, is first and foremost to have the hard technical skills, because that's at the end of the day what the vast majority of companies are paying you for. The soft skills play in because it's very important to understand in some situations you need to be able to express yourself and you need to be able to communicate with people at a decent level to get to the higher levels of your career and fundamentally achieve the skill that is most important, I will argue, for basically everyone, and that is the ability to execute effectively on things, to get results. Getting results is what everything almost always comes down to, and the extremist will argue for one or the other, but at the end of the day it's a very complicated mixture of both and contextual and the context that dictates how you achieve those goals. Have a great day.